years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden started using his executive authority just hours after his inauguration. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Wearing a mask while seated behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, the president signed a series of executive orders.
I'm going to start by keeping the promises I made to the American people. Long way to go. These are just executive actions. They are important, but we're going to need legislation for a lot of the things we're going to do.
Among the orders signed by the president were a mask mandate on federal property and re-entering the U.S. into the Paris Climate Accord, reversing a move by the Trump administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Before leaving the Oval Office, former President Trump left behind a letter. Biden said Trump wrote a very generous letter, but Biden said he wouldn't reveal its contents until he had a chance to speak with Trump. Mr. Biden also swore in hundreds of presidential appointees this evening, but he had a warning for them.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity.
Former Vice President Mike Pence returned to his home state of Indiana this afternoon after attending President Biden's inauguration. In remarks on arrival in Columbus, Indiana, the former vice president said his heart was warmed by a crowd of friendly faces.
Serving as your vice president was the greatest honor of our life. But now that that season of service has come to an end, we just had to come home. We had to come home to say thank you.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 257 points. The NASDAQ rose 260. The S&P 500 advanced 52. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me. Why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Another new COVID-19 vaccination site at the Encore Resorts opened earlier this week without a hitch. The site run by UMC is now serving Nevadans 70 years of age and older, healthcare workers, and first responders. Reports are that people were in and out in just about a half an hour after their appointment time, while the waits at the Cashman Center vaccination site, they were there for some 2 hours. Appointments can be made at the Encore site at umcsn.com/COVID-19 vaccine. At least one convention has already canceled plans for this year. Toy Fest is canceling its March convention at the South Point, with plans to return to Las Vegas in February of next year. The toy convention brought more than 400 exhibitors to town in 2019, at least. This year's show would have been its ninth in Las Vegas. Well, the number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at more than 263,972. The statewide death toll is 3,792. No big winner in last night's Mega Millions drawing, so Saturday's Mega Ball drawing will be worth $970 million.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Yeah, we're getting some congestion there on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 eastbound at Warm Springs, west 215 at Gibson. You'll touch the brakes there, 215 north at Pebble. And do expect some reduced speeds right now. You're still moving, but not quite freeway speeds. 15 north at Desert Inn and south 15 at Spring Mountain.
Gather around.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this first day of the Joe Biden presidency. Jen Psaki, who is the presidential secretary, the press secretary, has just walked into the room and is conducting her first ever national presidential briefing. We'll bring you highlights from that coming up a little bit later on. But we are joined by Paul Enos, our good friend and CEO at Nevada Trucking Association. And Paul, I know this is for those of us that probably voted with 74 million others, this is not a happy day. Give me your perspective on what we've just seen with the peaceful transition of power in America.
Well, you know, Kevin, hey, I didn't vote for Joe Biden, no secret. You do wish him success in terms of, hey, you want our president to be successful, for our country to be successful. So, hey, that's what I'm hoping. Am I so naive to not think from what I do and for the folks that I represent that, you know, we can have some tough years in terms of some of the regulations that we're seeing coming down that we've already heard about? Yeah, that's the stuff that, you know, I'm not going to say it keeps me up at night, because I really do try to sleep soundly and just forget this stuff before my head hits the pillow. But no, that is the kind, those are the kind of things that I think about moving forward. Things like the PRO Act, which will absolutely change how independent contractors, which a wide swath of truck drivers are, how they operate. So those are the things that, you know, I think about and, you know, that concern me. Hey, we've had some great victories, you know, for the trucking industry during the Trump administration, you know, in terms of more flexibility for the drivers, in terms of when they can use their vehicle for personal conveyance and how they use their hours of service rules and how that stuff works. It's really, those are the things that affect my folks on a daily basis. I'm hoping that those are some things that we can hang on to, that we don't lose at all. So it's just, let's kind of see how all this plays out. Kevin, in 2014, after the election, when, for the first time in my career, when we had a Republican governor and Republicans were in charge of the legislature, I was so ecstatic. I was like, oh my God, look at all the stuff we're going to get done. Republicans are finally in control of everything in Carson City. This is going to be a great thing. What I learned from that experience, Kevin, was that God punishes you by giving you everything they want, you want. And I'll tell you what, after that legislative session with Brian Sandoval and the Republicans in charge, who just absolutely, the term that I'm going to use, I probably can't say on the radio.
Thank you.
It wasn't what, you blank the bed. How's that? You know, it was an absolute disaster. So that taught me a really good lesson. Let's just see how this plays out. I'm not going to have too much anxiety about how things are going to happen, because they're going to happen. You know, whether I'm going to worry about them or not, they're going to happen. Going to do my absolute best to represent my members' interests and make sure our voices are heard. I'm not sure that we're going to be as effective as we have been in the past, but it's going to require, you know, people in my roles who represent businesses, who represent working people, to be a little more creative in how we do it and how we communicate with our regulators, with the people that are making policy, that are making laws. So, you know what, that's what I'm going to focus on, is moving forward. And I know a lot of people are still upset about the election, have questions. I have some questions. But it's not going to serve me well to dwell on that, as opposed to, okay, how can we do better moving forward? And, you know, what can we do to ensure that we don't have these kind of questions, you know, in the future? So, you know, that's my focus. Kevin, I love music. I used to be a DJ, a musical DJ.
Radio, playing the hits.
Not like a, what's that?
Playing the hits.
Yeah, playing the hits. Reno's new rock alternative, 100.9 KRZ.
Oh, my God!
It's a defunct station now, so I can say that, right?
Oh, my God. I never knew that about you. That's amazing.
You know, and you learn a lot from, you can learn a lot from music. I mean, music's some of the best poetry in the world. And Mike and the Mechanics, some great songs from like the late 80s, early 90s. In the Living Years, story about a father and a son and their relationship. And it starts out with, every generation blames the one before. And it's talking about, you know, this kind of familial tension between a father and a son. And it says, so we open up a quarrel between the present and the past. We only sacrifice the future because it's the bitterness that lasts. And when you look at all of the debates that we have been having about the past and what happened 150 years ago or 200 years ago or, you know, 402 years ago with the 1619 Project, it doesn't really serve us well if we want to open up these old wounds and create this bitterness for today instead of looking forward. So, you know, even though, hey, wasn't the guy I voted for, I'm not going to be bitter about it. I'm not going to let it ruin my day and my future. I'm going to focus on where can we move forward.
I want to ask you, Paul, and again, Pauline is joining us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. How does this president, I mean, this, I know you were, like most working people, you weren't watching the speech. I did only because it's what I do for a living. I would not have done it otherwise. How does he tried to preach unity, but how do you preach unity when you've got 74 million people that believe differently than he does about immigration, about the XL pipeline, about so many things in our lives? Can he serve both masters, the 74 million that didn't vote for him, the 80 million that did?
Well, you would hope that, you know, whoever voted, you know, whether they voted for him or not, that he's not going to take that in consideration. I mean, my hope for anybody, whether they're a governor or a mayor or a president or a state legislator, is that they're going to look at the data and they're going to weigh out, okay, what is best for the people that I represent? And the reality is, you don't represent 74 million people or 80 million people. You represent the entire country. You don't just represent the side that voted for you. So, you know what? For anybody who is, I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse to have that job. I mean, I think about an Onion headline from 2008 that said, America gives world's worst job to African American. There's a lot of truth.
I love that.
Right?
I love that. That
so,
is.
You know, whether it's a blessing or a curse to be in that role, you hope that ultimately they have, you know, the country, you know, what is going to make our country as a whole stronger? And, you know, is unfettered immigration going to make our country as a whole stronger? Is making energy more expensive, more difficult to transport, is that going to make our country stronger? You know, when I look at the folks that, you know, really upset about the Keystone XL pipeline, it's rail, because if you're not moving oil on a pipeline, which is the most efficient way to move it, you're moving it via rail. So, you know, there's some of those things that you look at and say, okay, is this really, hey, it may be great for the people that own the railroads, but is it really good, you know, for your average American who's filling up their gas tank? And I know, you know, a bunch of folks in the Democratic Party, they don't want people using gas anymore. You know, that's an awful thing to do. But from a technological and a physical standpoint, we're not there to do anything but that today on a widespread basis. So my hope is he is going to balance out some of those realistic obstacles that we have with, you know, some of the things that we aspire to. Yeah, do we want to burn less fuel? Absolutely. My truckers want to burn less fuel. You know, fuel is money. So if they can burn it more efficiently, that's a good thing. You know, that's something that I think we all want. But what we hear from some of the folks on the left, you know, where they want to make these wholesale changes overnight and not really taking into account its impact on citizens, you know, on its citizenry, on the people that live here, you know, that really doesn't fly. And so, you know, that's kind of the chore that I'm going to have, you know, in the next legislative session, you know, throughout the Biden-Harris or the Harris administration, you know, is how do we communicate these things to folks? You know, I think, Kevin, from a business lobbyist, which I've been, this is going to be my 24th year in the legislature, when I look at the effectiveness of the business lobby in the state, it has been tremendously diminished. And when I look at the folks that the people in the legislature and the people of Congress are listening to, more often than not, they tend to be those groups that are on the extreme. And in the state of Nevada, the progressive groups have generated a tremendous amount of fear for elected officials because they don't want to be primaried. They don't want to be seen as too moderate. And so that tends to move policy a lot further to the left. They've done a great job at creating an echo chamber. I don't think if you ask, you know, your average Nevadan, even those, you know, who, you know, tend to vote for folks on the left, that they'll agree with or endorse a lot of the plan. But because our elected officials are worried about what those folks will do to them in a primary, you know, they tend to listen to those folks a lot more and give them a lot more credence than I think exists out there in the general population. So it's really going to be incumbent on people like me who do represent real people, real Nevadans, people who do work hard, who go, they do their job, they pay their taxes, they do everything by the book, that we need to represent that voice probably a little louder than we have before. And, you know, it's not just here at Nevada Trucking. I mean, I think it's incumbent on, you know, everybody who is representing a business or who has the blessing to represent those folks that work hard, is that we do need our voices out there. We do need them to hear from us more. And with an administration that isn't always, and I'm not going to say hostile, but that has some different interests that they're listening to, you know, I think that voice is going to become a lot more important.
More to come. Paul Enos is the voice you're hearing. He is the CEO of Nevada Trucking, and we're going to get into a couple of different things, but also the means of legislating if they have to do it in a virtual way. Will it make lobbying that much more difficult? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Can you think of a better way to begin a new year than to be able to do the things you love to do because you have more feeling in your feet and hands? This is Kevin Ward back again for Dr. Joshua Purcell, D.C. at Active Life Health and Wellness. I'm playing better golf. In fact, some of the best in my life, and getting better sleep since I've been getting treatments for my neuropathy with no surgery, no medication, and no injections. It's why you need to be on the Active Life Health and Wellness Plan that focuses in on increasing blood flow to repair those damaged nerves. I just turned 60, but it doesn't matter how old you are. Get started today and keep doing the things you love. I've been making incredible strides and know you will too. Reserve your spot at the next seminar on how to reverse your neuropathy naturally. Call Active Life Health and Wellness at 702-500-0839. That's 702-500-0839.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Paul Enos joining us, CEO of Nevada Trucking, and you touched on something that I want to just follow up on. How close are we to having a fossil fuel-free trucking group? Is this something that can happen? Are there electric trucks that are out on the road now?
Going to happen today? Probably not. When you look at how many kilowatt hours we use in a month. Let's say it's like 900 kilowatt hours that you use in your house, okay? For a truck to go a mile, that's two kilowatt hours.
Wow.
So that's where we're at today. When you look at energy density, you've got a lot more energy in diesel than you do electric. But the reality is, Kevin, because an electric motor, electric trucks are more efficient. And here's how they're more efficient. Here's what a lot of folks don't understand about, electric vehicles. Electric vehicles are great in terms of things like torque. You get instant torque because instead of the rods and pistons moving and then they're connected to turn the axle, that's not how it works. The motors are directly on the wheels. So that's why a Tesla, it's such a fun car to drive because you've got that instantaneous power, right? So, it's more efficient in that sense, but you're still looking at 2 kilowatt hours to go a mile. So I think we're a ways off.
By the way, Paul,
Kevin, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but the essence is the technology's not there yet, is it?
The technology for the trucks is there. The infrastructure definitely isn't. We're going to need a pretty huge build out in order to provide enough energy for trucks, if that's you know, what, how we're going to, you know, if we're going to use electricity for our mobility, we're going to need a lot more generation than we have today. That's